Well, now we've just had a tea break and your husband mentioned that you went to a diabetic clinic at King's College Hospital for quite a while. Can you tell me about that?
Well, yes, I had to go somewhere different because the local doctor had put me on insulin, which was just causing comas all the time. And they said that the two insulins that I was given should never have been mixed. Well, of course, we didn't realise this, you see. So they took a long while, but they sorted me out, got me onto a different insulin, onto a pork insulin.
Can you remember what the two insulins were that shouldn't have been mixed?
No, I can't. I can't remember the name of the two. It was too long ago. I've got no memory of that at all. But they put me onto pork Actrapid and pork Insulatard, which I'm still on. But the nurse in our local community where we lived tried me on the Lantus, the human insulin, and my tests were rushing up to 30 and over. So I wasn't able to absorb it, so they took me off of that straight away and put me back onto Actrapid and Insulatard. For some reason, I have been warned not to use these human insulins, possibly because my body's just used to the animal type. I can't accept it for some reason. But this wasn't human that the doctors had put me on, the two that shouldn't have been mixed. According to Dr. Lawrence, he was disgusted. Dr. Watson, sorry. He was disgusted that they'd put me on it. It took them quite a while to get me back to normal on an even flow, and they did look after me very well up there. But of course, we had to go up by car, and it wasn't a very good area of London where the hospital was. And we were always very worried that the car wouldn't be there when we came out, because we'd seen so many with the wheels off, the tyres off and everything. But I went there, I suppose, 70s, late 70s. 80s, no, it wouldn't have been, it would have been 80. 80 into 90. And since then, I must admit, I have kept a lot better.
What are your memories of going to the clinic at King's College Hospital?
Well, at that time, we were allowed to smoke in the waiting room. Everybody was allowed to smoke in the waiting room. And of course, I did smoke. And when I used to get a bit annoyed about not being called on time, I used to light a cigarette and you could guarantee you'd be called then.
How long did you smoke for?
I still do. From when I was 14.
How many do you smoke a day?
About 6 or 7. Because as a youngster, say 14, 15, when I used to go out with my friends, maybe we'd go to the pictures, they used to be eating chocolates and ice lollies and all the rest of it, and I could never have it, you see. So I said to my father, what can I take to the pictures with me, Dad? He said, just have a cigarette. And of course, that started me off. I have had to break intervals when I got tuberculosis and when I was expecting the babies. But yeah, I still smoke and I enjoy a cigarette. So, I mean, I must be proof that it doesn't do anyone any harm. I don't believe all these stories about you shouldn't smoke, personally, because during the war, I never saw a person that didn't smoke. It was the only thing that kept them going, especially the servicemen, you know, with all the trials and errors we had with bombs landing on the doorstep. And another thing I just thought of, I was walking to work during the war, now I can't remember when particularly, but I was machine gunned. A German plane that was coming across towards me, and I just happened to be in his path. So I jumped the hedge into the playground, somebody's playground there. And that was a bit terrifying, I might add. But however, I survived it.
Where were you living at the time?
Bexhill.